Welcome to The Lock-In, episode 11 for Tuesday, 12th of May, 2020. First of all, our apologies for not posting an episode last Friday. It was due to circumstances beyond our control. My name's Conor Muinichon and I work for Black Knight, but we're the largest Irish web hosting and domain names company. But we're not here to sell you stuff on this podcast. It's a show about how we live now. The only thing I do want to tell you is that we're hiring. We're very busy and we'd like to let you know that if you or anyone you know is interested in working in our technical support team, you can go to blackknight.careers to find out more about that. My guest today organised an event last year called the Southeast Digital Picnic, which brought 170 people to Goree in County Wexford in the lovely June sunshine to talk about social and digital marketing. Digital Picnic 2020 is going ahead next Monday here in lockdown Ireland. But how? Let's find out. Sarah Jane Vincent, welcome to the Lock-In podcast.
Hi, Con. Thanks very much for having me.
It's great to have you, Sarah. I want to ask you about Digital Picnic in just a minute. But first, tell me, sure. How are you and your family coping with the crisis?
Well, the homeschooling was tricky. I'm sure I'm not the only one. My husband's still alive, which is a good sign. So, all jokes aside, we're doing okay with it. We're okay.
How has it affected your work? Tell me, first of all, what you do, I should say.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. So I'm a digital marketing consultant and trainer. So I usually meet with people on a one-to-one basis and help them strategize with their business, get it online. It has had a massive impact to my business. I guess simply with the clients that I have just onboarded, a lot of them were groups. There was Wexford Tourism. Mm. And they just weren't in a position to meet online via Zoom. So I have potentially lost or postponed business. Some of my other clients, some of their shops have had to close down temporarily. And so with that, it means that advertising that I do for them has had to stop. So in terms of what's happening in the current climate, I've had first-hand experience of the struggles that businesses, particularly small business owners, are facing at this current time.
Possibly more small business owners are more severely affected than large business owners, but we won't generalise and we can't necessarily do it. As part of your work, Sarah Jane, last year you organised an event called the Southeast Digital Picnic, which was a big success, I have to say. I wasn't there myself, but Black Knight was a sponsor and an exhibitor at the event, and I heard back from the people who did attend that it was one of the more pleasant and, I suppose, engaging events that were had last year that we had in our calendar. It's going ahead for 2020. How are you doing this, Sarah Jane?
Well, it's been a bit of a struggle because due to the success last year, we actually ran out of capacity with the venue, so we had to move it to a different location, which was in Kilbrodry House and Gardens. It was due to happen to take place in Kilbrodry House and Gardens on the 18th of June, 2020. But obviously, due to the current climate, events were either being postponed or cancelled. Because the event has a kind of a festival summer vibe theme, it's not really an option for me to cancel. And because it's a new event and we had created such a excitement from last year's event, I didn't want to lose that. So I just thought, you know, digital transformation, it's what I do all day long. I just, you know, I wanted to embrace it. And I just thought, what better way than to just bring the event online? So I decided to just kind of have a little look around, see if there was any new tools, any new platforms. And I found one suitable. And the rest is history.
So how's it going to work out in practice?
Okay. So essentially what we've done is normally this is a paid event because we do have high quality speakers. I mean, we have speakers from big brand names like Google, Facebook, Twitter, Shopify, and so on. So generally you would charge for an event like this because there's a lot of organization that goes into it. and a lot of finances go into it. But at this moment in time, I'm so passionate about helping small businesses and businesses in general to transform their business online. I just had to go ahead with it. So what I've done is it's on a platform now, which is a really simple integrated platform called Hey Summit. And essentially, it's very easy to register, and you can interact with the speakers. You can sign up to whatever talks are relevant to you. So you don't have to watch them all. You can dip in to whichever talks are relevant to you at the time, depending on what you want to do. You can sit and watch from the comfort of your own home. There's no travel involved. It's allowed us to reach a global audience. So instead of it just being people of Ireland, or we had a lot of people from the UK come over, we're now able to, you know, reach a much wider audience and hopefully help a lot more people. As of today, we have just over 200 people registered for the event. So the event is going ahead now on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Very good. Tuesday of next week. That's the 18th.
Monday and Tuesday.
The 18th and 19th of May. And is it free to attend then in this virtual format?
Yeah. So all you need to do is just go on to the link. I'll tell you now what it is, because it's a bit of a funny link. It is digital-picnic. Hey Summit.com. If you go onto that, you can see the talks and you can just register for free. And that's it. You'll be prompted then when your talks are available. But it's all free. There's 16 speakers. We have topics on Instagram. We have other relevant topics as well. So like learning to how to work from home, because not everybody has worked from home before, and it's hard. It's hard to get dedicated, motivated, organized. And so, you know, there's some tips and advice there on how you can do that. We have tips on video, online courses, Instagram, getting online with Shopify. We have complete variation. Of course, we even have a course on bookkeeping, virtual bookkeeping, you know, in case there are people who are looking, in case they're worried about their business or their employer, and they want to go into maybe creating a side business for themselves, and they might not be au fait with how to set up their accounting. So we've looked at all the options, we've explored all the options, we've listened to our attendees, and we've delivered on topics that they're looking for.
Very good. As we've pointed out, there's been a shock to the system for individuals, for families, for small companies in particular, as I said, and for the economy and society at large. But there's got to be some kind of a way forward, Sarah Jane. There's got to be some kind of a way out of things. And already, of course, the government is talking about some degree of reopening. They've published a roadmap and a safety protocol for returning to work. And as you've pointed out, you've seen your business and your clients and your appointments book dry up in the short term, but you're really making a statement or a pledge of faith in relation to running Digital Picnic 2020 and to driving it online. Is that, I think the pledge you're making really is that the way forward is going to rely heavily on digital, on online, on virtual, on using the technology and the tools that we have. What do you see as the way forward, especially for small business and the kind of companies and organisations, Sarah Jane, that you have worked with?
I've worked with many, many different industries, from accountants to auctioneers to beauty therapists to retail shops to tourism. I've literally had the opportunity to work with many, many people over the years. I know that there is this kind of fear of the digital space, you know. Bear in mind, some businesses have been going for years, for generations, and you know, they may not have migrated their business online yet. But I just in terms of, if I may give you an example of a client that I have, who they have quadrupled their sales since this current pandemic, and simply because they had an online store, so they already had a method in place that their customers could purchase products, and essentially that was the salvation of their business. I mean, it's not always easy. You can't say a hairdresser, for example, well, they still need a physical store, but what they can do is they can ensure a cash flow. And how they can do that is that they could perhaps turn their business into an online booking system where they're able to take these payments online, just to ensure this cash flow. Because what actually happened was everybody didn't have time to adjust. We were just shut down abruptly. And like food industries, they didn't have time to offload their food. Tourism, like all kinds of different businesses, there were so many complications for several different industries, and if anything is to learn from this, is that you need to absolutely get your business online and start being able to take payments, whether it's a booking deposit, full payment, all of these kind of things. And it's really easy to do. It's not complicated. There's people out there. There's so many resources out there right now. And like I know, like Black Knight as well, I know you have lots of resources in terms of like your support. And I'm genuinely just saying this, your support is fantastic. Like I've had a few changes that I need to do. And you know, knowing that there's support out there. So it's a case of, don't be afraid. You don't have to do it on your own. Like there's people there that want to help. They're willing to help and want to help. And there's funds there, because we know cash flow is difficult now. So, you know, get in touch with your local LEOs, you know, Enterprise Ireland, et cetera, et cetera. And just reach out. There's people there to help you.
That is definitely a point worth mentioning. In fact, I was planning to mention it, and you've
No.
It's great, Sarah Jane. You've reminded me to do that, because you're familiar, no doubt, with the trading online vouchers, which is a scheme that the local enterprise offices have operated for a long time. They've beefed it up considerably in response to COVID-19.
Yep.
Instead of 50%, it's now 90%.
Yeah.
That's right. So, and as well as that, even if you've had one before, they're now saying this is a new situation. Even if you've availed of a trading online voucher before, mm-hmm. you can now reapply if you can, in order to upgrade your e-commerce system because of the increased demand. It's something we'll be talking about again. It's something, no doubt, that will be touched on next week at the Digital Picnic. And are you still calling it the Southeast Digital Picnic, or is it it's online, it's upgraded?
We removed the Southeast, and because obviously we moved, because we upscaled, and it's just called the Digital Picnic now.
Right.
But certainly this is our first virtual summit. I haven't done anything like this before. It's been fun. I'm really excited. Like I still see there's still a buzz online in terms of you can never replace a physical event. Because people go to see people and share that experience together in a physical context. I mean, I am exploring, and we have been exploring, I work closely with other digital marketers in the space across America and also the UK. And we are exploring networking through Zoom chat, through groups, through Facebook groups and things like that. So we're actively trying to promote networking and building connections, promoting like even threads, like I'm doing threads in my group on jobs, whether people are looking for jobs, have a job they'd like to offer. It's just so important right now to give as much support as possible, not just because businesses are at risk of closing down, but because people's mental health are at stake as well. And it's just it's just something that we need to kind of just keep keep ahead of in order to make everybody safe.
Sarah Jane Vincent, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and we will post more information and a link to Digital Picnic on our site at thelockin.ie. Thanks very much.
Brilliant. Take care, Con. Bye.
Bye bye. That is Sarah Vincent. Sarah Jane Vincent, I should say. She's the producer of Digital Picnic. And as I said, more information is at thelockin.ie. A couple of things before we go. I'll be on TG Cahir tonight at Kaint Eraglor Shacht Law, especially the play Nikesh to Shaw Fresh and Shishin. Tuntu agus Fille erun Hursi Ebre, agus Kursi Gono, agus and Sleevil, Gonolochti, a play, agus a dialogue, Leshen, Trochtal Iderlin. All of that this evening on TG Cahir Shacht Law at 8 p.m. Also today, very important to mark the fact that it is International Nurses Day, celebrated each year on the 12th of May, which is the birthday of Florence Nightingale. And in fact, this is her bicentenary, the 200th anniversary of her birth. And in honour of that fact, the World Health Organization has designated 2020 as the International Year of the Nurse and Midwife. It's extraordinary, fortuitous, I think, in the light of the events and the importance of nurses and frontline health workers in the light of the current crisis. So we salute them and we thank them for what they do. And in particular, we bear in mind that some health workers and some of the frontline health workers have indeed lost their lives in the fight against the current pandemic. That's it. Slán go fóill.